Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 60, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. To thee I lift my soul, in thee my trust repose. My God, O put me not to shame before triumphant foes. And what follows, Psalter 60, the first three stanzas. The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Psalm 92. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Psalm 92. A psalm or song for the Sabbath day. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the work of thy hands, O Lord. How great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and my ear shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. To show that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, it has pleased thee once more on this Sabbath day to gather us and our children within the walls of thy house under thy testimony. And then we have heard from thy word the inspiration of thy spirit that the psalmist was given to pen a special psalm for the Sabbath day, and where he was given to declare It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Lord, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness in the night. Thou hast nearly brought us, or already brought us far in this Sabbath day, and then thou hast been a good doing and a faithful God, our Lord. Then what a precious gift that thou hast granted unto mankind already in paradise, but where thou hast continued that precious gift and commanded that we may keep it holy. Then it is so necessary that by thy Spirit that we are given to see it as a gift, and that it becomes precious. And to that end, Lord, may it please thee in this evening hour, where it has never become precious, to make it precious by the first time. And that is in the way of conversion, when thou beginnest that good work, and when thou draweth by the cords of love, then our life becomes what the psalmist has declared. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the courts of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. May such souls have come up with the hunger, with the thirst, with longings, with desires, who have begged of thee that they may see something of the beauty of the Lord in this evening hour. When thou converts us, then we are given to see that in this world not to despise thy blessings, but that it cannot grant a true satisfaction, and that they are only for the time. We also have a soul. We learn that there is one thing needful, and now the beauty of the Lord, that is thy dear Son Jesus Christ proclaimed in his meditorial work, in the state of his humiliation, and in the state of his exaltation. Lord, may it then please thee in this evening hour to make it a special service, that thy kingdom may come and that thy name may be glorified. Do bless thy word in the family circles. Help fathers and mothers to that end. By renewal, we commend the fathers and mothers who have presented their little children in a special way before thee, to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant, thy thrice holy name upon their little foreheads, our Lord. Wilt thou grant exercises to that end? May the prayers be multiplied and press upon all our hearts that stewardship is only for a time, can be so short, can so suddenly be cut off. And to that end, wilt thou remember us and our children. Bless thy word in the midst of the church. Remember and help the consistory to that end. Thou wast granted in the past week that the catechism season could close. The seed of thy word has been sown. May it please thee to also be the after preacher. Wilt thou remember tomorrow evening when the consistory hopes to meet with the confession of faith class? Wilt thou help them? May their eyes be upon thee. And, O Lord, do impress upon their young hearts the oath they hope to make, but the blessings also the great responsibility, and that they need to become a member. Thou knowest what liveth in all of their hearts. We all need to become a living member of the living church of the living King. We commend thy church all over the earth unto thee, the established congregations, our denomination. Thou knowest the difficulties with the closed border. May it please thee to incline the hearts. Remember our theological school. Wilt thou remember the instructors and the students, and concerning then the labors are many, the labors are few. May it please thee to grant more servants, to grant more teachers for our Christian schools, and also a church worker upon our mission field. We commend unto thee the persecuted church, also the church in the country where there is war, where undoubtedly on this day so many could not gather, but may their eyes be upon thee. May there be a church that may experience that thou knowest of them in special ways. Wilt thou be their helper ever near? Remember the Jewish people. Wilt thou remember our mission field, thy servants and the team? And in the day of tomorrow shall be a difficult day for thy servant and his family, where a daughter hopes to return to this continent. Impress upon their hearts that thou art everywhere present. Wilt thou remember that young daughter when she shall leave her parents? Wilt thou remember the manifold needs in the midst of us? Then we remember all the mourning ones, widowers, widows, orphans, and those that have brought children and other dear ones to the grave. Then the father and mother, whom thou wast blessed in the day of yesterday with the little son. Oh, wilt thou grant them a broken and a humble heart, and may it be a little son for thy honor and for thy glory. But, Lord, it is a mourning family where mother has been an orphan already for different years. And at the end of the past year, they were called upon to bring mother to the cemetery. Wilt thou continue to uphold them, and that all the callings, that they may be sanctified. Remember all our elderly ones in our care home, with those that care for them, those that may still go in and out. And then the infirmities shall only increase. Oh, do remember them for their never-dying soul. Wilt thou remember the old father in a serious condition? Thou wast yet granted a little extension, but an extension is only for a time. And, our Lord, may he receive this extension, that by thy grace, by the work of thy Spirit, that he may be given to seek and find thee, while it can yet and while it may yet. Wilt thou remember his dear wife? Wilt thou remember all under the physician's care? We commend unto thee all the handicapped ones, difficulties of the body, and difficulties and weakness of the mind. Oh, wilt thou grant courage, and may their eyes be upon thee, and wilt thou grant them that special place at thy footstool, where they may pour out their heart, and where they may tell thee all, and to experience that thou yet knowest of them. Remember the crosses, the burdens. Remember those that are struggling with temptations and addictions. May they be given to cry unto thee. May love abound in the family circles. What has been separated, wilt thou bring it together. Remember the nations of the earth. Remember also our nation, the federal government. Oh, may it please thee to open their eyes, while it can yet and while it may yet, where we have departed so far from thy word and from thy law. Remember our province, the premier, with all those that stand at his side, the governments of the cities, also of this little town. Lord, wilt thou remember our community? Oh, do pour out thy spirit upon the community and upon the churches. Where error has come, may truth return. And wilt thou remember us as a people, because it is written that the time has come, that judgments must begin at the house of God. May we be given to turn unto thee and to ask for the old ways. Lord, we humbly ask thee for thy spirit, and speaking and in listening, teach us more and more how dependent we are upon thee for everything. Wilt thou grant many errands and hers. May the buyers and sellers, because also on the Sabbath day, when we may rest from our labors, then in an outward way, then there can be those many thoughts, those many cares. Even buyers and sellers, may they be driven out, grant a little rest in thy house, but also in a spiritual way. Lord, may the outgoing of this service then be for the glory of thy name and the coming of thy kingdom. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 421, the stanzas 1 and 3. O God of hosts, O God of grace, how lovely is thy holy place. How good and pleasant is thy dwelling. My thirsty soul longs earnestly, yea, faints thy holy courts to see. And what follows, Psalter 421, the stanzas 1 and 3. in this evening hour, with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day number 38, question 103, what doth God require in the fourth commandment? Answer first, that the ministry of the gospel and the schools be maintained, and that I, especially on the Sabbath, that is, on the day of rest, diligently frequent the church of God to hear his word, to use the sacraments, publicly to call upon the Lord and contribute to the relief of the poor as becomes a Christian. Secondly, that all the days of my life I cease from my evil works and yield myself to the Lord to work by his Holy Spirit in me, and thus begin in this life the eternal Sabbath. Lord's Day number 37 speaks of the fourth commandment, remembering the Lord's Day to keep it holy. Four thoughts. First, the gift of the Lord's Day. Secondly, the purpose for the Lord's Day. Thirdly, the watch over the Lord's Day. And fourthly, the preparation concerning the Lord's Day. The fourth commandment, remembering the Lord's Day to keep it holy. The gift of the Lord's Day, the purpose for the Lord's Day, the watch over the Lord's Day, and the preparation concerning the Lord's Day. Thus first, the gift of the Lord's Day. Beloved congregation, then concerning the fourth commandment, that is a commandment still on the first table, then we read, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. A Sabbath in the Hebrew, that means rest. The Sabbath day has different names. We call it Sunday. Many of our days, they have their origin from heathen gods. And so in 321, then Constantine the Great, then they worshiped the sun, was called the unconquered sun. And then they have called that day Sunday. And Constantine has stipulated that it was to be a day of rest. In Revelations 1 verse 10, then it is called the Lord's Day. And then our boys and girls, they can understand what is now the richest name. The Sabbath day, Sunday, or the Lord's Day. If we have an employer who would require us to work on the Sunday, and we would be given to explain that we may not, The fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day. Then that name, Lord's Day, that would give us a special name to speak about. That it is a day which has been given by the Lord. That it is a day to worship the Lord. Thus we may not use that day to work or for our own purposes. It has pleased the Lord to grant the Sabbath day, the Lord's day, as a precious gift to mankind. Then that day has been instituted in paradise before our first parents have fallen. We read of that day in Genesis 2 verse 3, that the Lord has blessed that day. For Adam and Eve, the first day, that they have dwelt together upon this earth, that was the Sabbath day. We read further, that the Lord has sanctified that day. That means to set it apart, for a holy and a special purpose. We also read that the Lord has rested. Then I think that our boys and girls can understand that we must not understand it that the Lord was tired, because I read in the prophet Isaiah that the creator of the earth, that he is never weary and that he fainteth not. But that means that the Lord has rested from creating. Of course, he has upheld the earth on the seventh day by his divine providence, that is every day, and that he was given to rejoice in the work of his hands, and in a special way in the jewel of creation, that was Adam and Eve, of whom we read in Genesis 1, the verses 26 and 27, created in the image of God. Then the Lord, in his sovereignty, in his wisdom, and in his goodness, then he has given that precious gift to mankind. And congregation, are there those times that we may be given to see the goodness of the Lord, that he has set one day apart from seven, that we may come to worship and think especially of the needs of our never-dying soul. In the fourth commandment, then we see the tenderness and the goodness of the Lord in the institution of that day, and not only concerning mankind, but in this commandment, then we also read of the animals. And in Bible times, then the animals were used for plowing, for working up the field. They were used for transportation. But now in this commandment, it is declared the care of the Lord over his creatures, which he has created. We read in Jonah 4 in the last verse, concerning that city of Nineveh, and not only concerning the great number of little children, but also the cattle. Then the seventh day, a day of rest, that is necessary for our body. The Lord has wonderful created us, and in his wisdom he has deemed it good that also for our bodies, because our bodies, they are not made out of steel, but they are flesh and blood. And that on the seventh day, that our bodies may be given to rest from our daily labors. A day of rest that is necessary for our mind, that our mind may rest from our daily labors. In the third place, it is so necessary for our never-dying soul. Of course, we are called upon every day, that is stressed in the latter part of this answer, that God is in our thoughts every day, that we are given to think of His goodness, of our sins, of the need of pardon, and of His dear Son, which He has given to be the Savior for sinners. In the fourth place, then it is necessary and so profitable for the family circles that in so far that it is possible, because especially in our day, a very busy and a hasty time, and we hope to hear that there are works that may and must be done on the Lord's day, but then one day in seven, that the family circles may be together, that they may read, that they may pray, that they may sing. The seventh day, that is necessary for the welfare of a country. When in the past, when in the midst of countries, when the Lord's Day was greatly honored, what a blessing that the Lord has placed upon such a country. At the end of the 1700s, then in France, then that people were busy to do away with everything that had connection with Christianity. And to that end, they have changed from a week to 7 days to 10. But we know the Lord's disfavor. The French Revolution, where so many were murdered. The Lord's Day is necessary also in business and in farm life. Then I could give you many examples in the past. It has been tested whether it was more profitable for a business to operate 7 days a week, and then most of the time, if not always, then the result was that those that have rested on the seventh day, that the Lord has blessed them. I have read, of course, many years ago, boys and girls, in New York State, that there were two sheep farmers. The one sheep farmer has kept the Lord's Day holy, but the other one has worked. And then, of course, they did not have trucks. And those farmers, they were called upon to bring their sheep a very long way to a slaughterhouse. And that was with a herd of sheep a few weeks' journey. And then they have both traveled. The one sheep farmer has rested on the Sabbath day. They tell us that Monday they traveled 17 miles, and each day a mile less, thus on Saturday 11 miles, and on the Lord's Day they have rested. But the other sheep farmer, they have traveled for 7 days. And the farmer that honored the Sabbath day, and then he has arrived earlier at the slaughterhouse than the other farmer. We live in a society 24/7, and we have to be very careful, because without us realizing it, then we can become a little used to the thoughts of the world, that the world tells us that all of business life is so intertwined, that it is true in the former day than it was possible, but in our day it is not possible, and that in that way we do not have such strict thoughts of the Sabbath day, because when it is written in this commandment of a day, that is a word in the Bible that refers to a day of 24 hours. We also have the example in our day, a clear example of a large business that honors the Sunday that is closed, and where the business world, they are ridiculed, but they are given to look at amazement how they have been blessed. Of course, the world, they do not read the Bible or not so closely, and they do not believe what they read in Proverbs 10 verse 22, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. In the USA, a family restaurant, Chantai's Chick-fil-A, they have begun in 1946 by a truant, Kathy, and a brother. And they have always kept their restaurants closed on the Sabbath day to this very day. That founder has died in 2014, and he has asked his children to commit that they would never open their restaurants on the Sabbath day. And it is recorded, not they are not small, 2,700 stores, they are also setting up shop in Canada. And then the competitors, they are given to look with amazement that they are growing so fast and that their profits are so high, even in the midst of the COVID in the year 2020. Then their profits have grown in the double digits. Thus, young and old, let us never go along that is a danger when we do not even realize it, that we think we slowly have to go along, not so strict. The Lord has written in 1 Samuel 2 verse 30, those that honor me, I will honor. It shall become more difficult for our young people. It shall become more difficult in the business world. It shall and can be tried. But let us always remember, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow to it. The fourth commandment that begins differently than the other commandments, boys and girls, what word do we not read at the beginning that is so different? The first, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Secondly, thou shalt not make any graven image. Thirdly, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord in vain. But now in the fourth commandment, it begins with remember, and that tells us something, because our boys and girls, they know it. Your father and mother and your teacher, they shall not tell you to remember something that you have not heard and have not learned. Thus that word remember signifies that the fourth commandment that was known unto the children of men, that was known to the people of Israel. When we read of Noah in the ark, then each time we read of a seventh day believed to be the Sabbath day. In Exodus 16, and the law was given in Exodus 20, thus in the time preceding that they have come to Mount Sinai, then we read that the Lord has given manna from heaven, and they were instructed 6 days to gather, and not on the seventh day, and then there were no questions asked. It is implied that they have knowledge that there was a day of separation. The seventh day has been changed to the first day of the week. The Sabbath day, the Lord's day, that has been instituted by the Father, that has been fulfilled by Christ, because Christ has merited a rest for the people of God, as I read in Hebrews 4, verse 9. And the Sabbath day, that is blessed by the Holy Spirit under the proclamation of the means of grace. In the Old Testament, then the churches first labored for 6 days, and then they have rested. But in the New Testament, then the church may first rest and then labor. People of God, how is it now concerning the Sabbath day? Oh, it is true. What a privilege and what a blessing it is when there may be labors and exercises concerning the things of the Lord, also concerning the Lord's day. What a privilege it is when there are souls, as I read in Psalm 42, verse 5, O my soul, why art thou cast down and disquieted within me? Those are those exercised souls, but then with an eye to the Lord's day, hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Oh, for those souls we have read together out of Psalm 92, a psalm penned for the Sabbath day. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. The Lord's day is the day that Christ has risen. It is the day that Christ has appeared to his church. 8 days later, on the day of Pentecost, in different places we read concerning Paul, concerning the first day of the week, and we read of the old John, that he was on the island Patmos on the Lord's day. Secondly, the purpose for the Lord's day. Then every Sabbath day we think of it, congregation, 1/7 of our life, those boys and girls, when you were 7 years old, then you had a whole year of Sabbath days. When you were 14 years old, 2 years. And the older ones can multiply it out. It is called holy in this commandment. In the second commandment, we read the name Lord in capital letters once. The third commandment 2 times. And now in the fourth commandment 3 times. To keep it holy, instituted by a holy God for a holy purpose. And now the instructors, they speak more in a positive way than the instructors are telling congregation that we have so much to do on the Lord's Day that there is not so much time for other things. And then we read maybe an answer that surprises us. First, that the ministry of the gospel and the schools be maintained. In the Old Testament, then the children of Israel, they had the temple, and after the synagogues, and we read in Hebrews 10, verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. And to that end, the instructors have first spoken of office bearers. When we read of schools, theological schools, John Calvin, then he has founded the University of Geneva in 1559 with a subscription over the door. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And their young men were trained. Of course, they need to be taught by the Spirit. But those that labor in God's vineyard, they need to be at home. They need to have much knowledge of the Scriptures and of other matters. We read in the United States, in the colony of Massachusetts, where the immigrants have come over in 1630, and then as immigrants to a new country to be established, then we can understand what a work they had much to do. But then already 6 years later, we read Harvard College was founded. A young man that has died, he has left his library to that end. And a college founded, the main purpose, to train young men who felt they were called to become ministers of the gospel. But not only theological schools. In the time of the Reformation, Martin Luther, already in 1524, then he has written letters to town councils, the responsibility that they would found Christian schools. And in 1530, a special sermon preached to that end, that schools may be founded. Coming back to Massachusetts colony, then in 1647, then a law was passed that every village with over 50 families had to hire a teacher, that children may learn to read, and of course the Bible would receive a special place. In our church order, then we read in Article 21 that it is the duty of the church to see to it that there may be teachers that may instruct the children according to the truth of God's word. We read in Ecclesiastes 4 verse 12, must not begin in the schools. It must begin in the homes. And when that duty and responsibility is not felt, then schools and churches cannot prosper. We read in Ecclesiastes 4 verse 12, that a threefold cord is not easily broken. And then further, and that I, thus it begins personally, but it includes the family circle, the responsibility of father as head of the household, that I, especially on the Sabbath, that is on the day of rest, diligently frequent the church of God. Thus when it says especially on the Sabbath day, that does not exclude other days. And then it is so important that we never leave our place empty, unlawfully. We know there are lawful reasons. The little children, they need to be cared for, but never to leave our places empty unlawfully. History proves and experience when a family, a father and mother, only comes up once to God's house, when they leave their place unlawfully empty the other time, then usually the next generation, the Lord can do wonders, but you usually see it. Then many times the next generation, and surely the following, and then they do not come to church at all. Thus the calling on the Sabbath day during the week for our young couples when they are married. How important to make a good beginning, never to be asked not only on the Lord's Day, but also when there is a weekday service, that there should not be the question whether you shall go. Of course, there can be lawful reasons, then the other can still go, but it should not be a question whether to go. The beginning is so important. Let it not be in our family circles also concerning the weekday service that the children are even worse, that they do not even ask because they know that father and mother does not go, but that they do not have to ask. And perhaps under special circumstances that they are given to us, father and mother, under the circumstances, do you think that we can go to church? Ah, the blessing when we may go to church. We have experienced for a part of 2 years that the church was not filled. Do we remember it? Or, when we are honest, do we not forget it so easy how it was? Do we appreciate our blessings? And then we read the purpose. In the first place, to hear His word. The Lord has promised that His word shall not return void unto Him. Thus in the first place, for our ears. Secondly, for our eyes, to use the sacraments. Thirdly, for our mouth to pray and to sing. And fourthly, for our hands and contribute to the relief of the poor as becomes a Christian. I read in Galatians 6 verse 2, to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And in 2 Corinthians 9 verse 7, the Lord loveth a cheerful giver, the watch over the Lord's day. Let us first sing Psalter 435, the stanzas 1, 2, and 5. My soul with holy awe remember the Lord in brightest majesty. At Horeb's mount gave there his statutes and spake these words to hear and see. And what follows, 435, 1, 2, and 5. The fourth commandment, remembering the Lord's Day to keep it holy. The gift, the purpose. And now thirdly, the watch over the Lord's Day. Then the instructors have stated, as becomes a Christian, it has pleased the Lord to leave two roses out of paradise in this world. And that is the Lord's Day, and that is marriage. And in our day, the devil with all the powers of hell with his followers are trying so hard to erase those two roses that there is not a remembrance of the Creator of the heavens and of the earth. But it shall not be, because in Matthew 24, when Christ has spoken of the last days, and where Christ then has also added those words, woe unto them with child, but also to pray that our flight be not in the winter or on the Sabbath day. Thus that means that the Lord shall always have a remnant that shall love and that shall keep the Lord's Day. We read in Leviticus 23, verse 3, it is the Sabbath day of the Lord in your dwellings. Matthew Henry has written, if you make your little houses churches, God will make them little sanctuaries to you. Yea, he himself will be to you a little sanctuary. Thus, fathers and mothers, concerning the Lord's Day, let us not give the impression to our children that it is a day, not do this or that, it is true, but to focus the purpose that the Lord has given that day, and that is to worship and to seek Him. We read in Exodus 31, verse 33, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations. In Isaiah 58, verse 13 and 14, it speaks of our foot, our pleasures, our own ways, and our own ways, and then it is written, it must be a delight. Thus on the Sabbath day, of course, there are works of necessity and of mercy, emergency that may and must be tended to, but only what is absolutely necessary. And when we have respect and love for the Lord's Day and a tender conscience, then we shall do no more than we are required to do. And then we shall do our best on Saturday to do everything that can be done. Thus not working, buying and selling. Also our duty, that we support stores and businesses insofar that it is possible, that are closed on the Sabbath day. When we have an impression of Proverbs 10, verse 22, because we can reason so much, but when we have an impression, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it, that the Lord also has to keep us on the way to the stores. We need his protecting hand, and that it all depends upon the blessing of the Lord Thus, concerning those matters, it concerns what we really believe. Then further, in the earlier days, when the Sunday newspaper has come out, then there has been much resistance. And now we live in a further age, and it seems that there are those that take extra liberty on the Sabbath day concerning the weather and the news. But we can understand fathers and mothers when you tell your children, your older children, to lay their phone aside on Saturday evening till Monday morning, and that we still take those false liberties, that our children shall not have so much respect. Concerning visiting, Matthew Henry has written in his commentary concerning Nehemiah 13, the verses 13 through 15. If the nobles allow themselves in sports and recreations, in idle visits, in idle talk on the Sabbath day, the men of business, both in city and country, would profane it by their worldly employments as more adjustable. Thus the Sabbath day. Do you have trouble on the Sabbath day, congregation? With the world. Oh, a builder concerning building. A farmer planting, baling, can multiply it out. Mothers, the cares of the world, then we do well when it is possible, can be extraordinary circumstances. But that on Saturday, it is visible in our family circles that the Sabbath day is approaching. Our last thought, the preparation concerning the Lord's Day, that is a preparation before. And what a blessing it is, we have mentioned it. Oh, the exercises. Psalm 27, verse 4, one thing have I desired of the Lord. What a privilege and what a blessing it is when it may happen in God's house, that a soul has it so good on the Sabbath day that they even have to ask the Lord for strength to do their work on the following day, so filled with the things of the Lord, when they may be given to meditate upon what they have heard or what they have seen, and that during the week a prayer and a longing for the coming Sabbath day, when there are questions and when there are riddles, therefore the commandment reads, remember that is before, and that is also during, but also after. We read of that preparation in Luke 23, verse 56. And they returned and prepared spices and ointments and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment. And the Lord has blessed that Sabbath day rest in a special way. Thus a preparation for the Sabbath day. Our instructors have said, secondly, that all the days of my life I cease from my evil works. That's not a Sunday Christian. but that our life during the week, that it reflects the Lord's day, the world they work, so they can have a weekend. But for the church, they come to God's house that they may rest, that they may be refreshed, and on Monday morning receive renewed strength and courage for the manifold labors that the Lord has laid upon us. Thus all the days of my life I cease from my evil works and yield myself to the Lord to work by His Holy Spirit in me. That is strong language. Called upon the Sabbath day, all the days of her life, that we yield ourselves, something for to think about. That is the opposite of resisting and quenching the Holy Spirit. No, we have heard in the catechism that the instructors, they are given to extol free and sovereign grace, the work of a triune God, the electing love of the Father, the redeeming love of the Son, and the applying work of the Holy Spirit. But they also stress the responsibility that we yield ourselves. What a word, boys and girls, young people and older ones, and yield myself to the Lord to work by His Holy Spirit in me, and thus begin in this life the eternal Sabbath. Thus for the living church, then that eternal Sabbath that begins here below Philip Henry, the father of Matthew Henry, a minister, a close life with the Lord. Then he has said on a Sabbath day evening, when it was so good in his house, when they have tasted of the precious things of the Lord, then he has said, if this is not heaven, but I am sure it is the way to it. What a blessing and what a privilege when there are those times, when there are those days that God's house may be an Elam, a resting place, when God's house may be a true Bethel, when we may be given to taste of the precious things of the Lord, and so, and thus begin in this life the eternal Sabbath. Congregation, young and old, where shall you spend eternity? Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, a precious gift that thou was given to mankind, wilt thou make it precious by the first time, but also by renewal. Ah, thou hast the people that learns how dependent they are upon thee for everything. Lord, may it please thee in the latter days of the earth to do a great work amongst us, and that thy house, that thy day, oh, that it becomes so precious, and that it remains precious for young and old. Lord, we make amends in other week. By renewal we commend unto thee the confession of faith class. Wilt thou help them to morrow evening? We commend unto thee the mothers at home with the children, the daytime, the night watches. Remember on the way, at work, at school, wherever we are called to be. Well, to grant strength, courage, and joy in our labors, although we read in thy word on account of our fall, there shall be much laboring in the sweat of her face. But what a privilege and what a blessing it is when thou grantest us a place and a purpose upon the earth, when we may have strength, courage, and also joy in our labors. Lord, keep us from harm and danger. Keep us from sin and temptation. Guide our thoughts, our words, and our deeds. Then also in this day, then we also need the pardoning for wandering thoughts that have wandered into the world. We commend unto thee the great need in the realm of nature, our Lord. May it please thee to open the heavens and grant the needed moisture for the earth, that there may be food for man and for beast. Wilt thou now grant traveling mercies, bring us safely to our homes, watch over us in this night, and that we may awake refreshed. Wilt thou forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter 442, the stanzas 1, 2, and 4. Our gracious God has laid his firm foundations on Zion's mount, the courts of his delight. Her gates of splendor bathed in heavenly light. He loves far more than Jacob's habitation. And what follows, 442, 1, 2, and 4. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.